Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 Kansas City! Come on, yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian be shining. Reporting live from the Brian and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 54 today. Thank God we finally made it to the 50s. Currently, it is 32, clear skies at Village West.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this fifth day of Black History Month?
It is my mama's birthday!
Hey!
Happy birthday, mama. Now y'all know why I'm so crazy. I was raised by an Aquarius.
Aquarius be level-headed, I felt like. Because also, since I'm glad you mentioned it, shout-out to my nanny. She's not up yet. I'm going to get a shout-out later. Today's her birthday, too, because I forgot they share the same day.
Happy birthday, nanny!
So definitely a good day.
Definitely. And we got Sean Edwards coming in the building talking Black Movie Hall of Fame right here in Kansas City is going down. That conversation is going to be starting at 7:38.
Yeah, TMG at 223's Glorilla's sister is mad online, saying she doesn't help the family. And if it's a versus battle, would you take T.I. or Lil Wayne?
I can't wait to answer that one. Motivation coming up in 10 minutes. My mama's birthday is today. Look, she love the Beatles. I can't play no Beatles on here. Black Beatles is even better. Throwback Thursday. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
That girl is a real crowd, please. Small world, all her friends know of me. Young bull living like an old keys. Quick release the cash, watch it fall slowly. Frat girl still trying to get in. Haters mad for what?
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
You'll have setbacks. Many of them will be your own doing, and others will not. Whatever the case, your best response is the same. Get back on track. Recognizing you've fallen short is the seed of an opportunity to do better. Extract learning and determination from your experience and apply it to moving forward in a positive way. The time that's been lost is never coming back, yet you can make use of the time ahead to not only come back, but to forge ahead. Take effective action, and the setback begins to recede into history. Continue with persistence and seize the opportunity to make your situation better than ever. From time to time, for one reason or another, you'll stumble. Whenever that happens, let it inspire you to quickly get going again. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
625, high up 53, currently it is 31, partly cloudy skies at the Truman Library. Rapper NLE Choppa has hopped on Instagram and issued an apology to Blueface for bringing up his son in their argument with these comments.
Take your son and stand him behind beside my son, and let's see which one of them know how to operate. Let's see, hey, hold your son beside my son. Let's see which one of them can hold their head up.
Yikes. You never want to go there or take it there, so I'm glad he came out and apologized. Sometimes our emotions can get the best of us. When you're in a heated argument, discussion, you got your alpha male juice going, and So I don't like them treating kids like they raising dogs or something like that, and they trying to pit them against each other.
Yeah, well, and then also, of course, the extra part about that is the reports that Blueface's son with Kershawn might have some challenging issues too. That's part of the, you know, the whole thing. So he has apologized since then, but that's the thing when you argue with people. It's like when you fight with people. You don't know if people gonna pull a knife on you. You don't know people don't fight fair and people don't fight the same way. So before you enter a verbal battle with somebody or a physical altercation, you better know what you willing to do and what you not willing to do.
She ain't lying.
Speaking about what you might not be willing to do, Joe Budden sat down with Shannon Sharp, and he shares his thoughts on Nicki Minaj and her recent support for Donald Trump, and says it's going to be more celebrities falling in line.
A lot of money over there.
Yes.
It's a lot of money over there. So she won't be the first or the last. Like, there will be plenty more celebrities,
yeah, for sure,
to take that check. Listen, when you on that side, they rocking.
Yeah.
They rocking. So tempting for people, I know. But my views and just how I was raised, yeah, and my family that I come from in Sumter, South Carolina, I can't be complicit.
I hate when y'all make me agree with Joe Budden.
Man, look, he ain't lying.
Mr. Pump It Up himself.
It's harder for a camel to go through, I messed up my Bible verse, y'all. But it's hard for rich people to get into heaven. That's what the Bible verse, I'm gonna look that verse up and get it to y'all. But it was like something about, it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle or something like that than for a rich person to get into heaven. So they say all that to say, don't love money. But unfortunately, in this society, in this day and age,
getting money, think it's this day and age, but
it's this day and age.
You
for
think
sure.
People wasn't doing that in the Bible?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there is a continual mindset of just money, 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 money over everything, money over bees, money over, like, what, when does excess get to be excessive? That's all I'm saying.
That's greed, for sure. Overly.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jeans.
By the way, let me clean up that mess I had on aisle 8 in TMG. I was trying to quote a Bible verse, all right? So it's Matthew 19, 23, and 24.
Uh-huh. Preach, preach.
Truly, I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. So that's that is the Bible verse I was referencing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just had to clean that up real
Pastor,
quick.
Pastor Brooks? No, that's right.
I'm just saying, man, you know, I'm in touch with my word for the most part.
No, that's right.
So shout out to Mayor Lucas. He's welcoming, or we're welcoming in Kansas City, Argentina, the national team. We are their official World Cup Base Camp D, and you know Mayor Lucas, he love to be Boosie with his Spanish.
Kansas City tiene noticias increíbles. Oh. Argentina, la actual campeona del mundo, ha elegido Kansas City.
That is not
Instagram. I know,
Instagram.
That's right. Was that very cute?
Yeah, that was him. That is not.
Come on, one more time.
That is not Instagram translation either.
Kansas City tiene noticias increíbles. Argentina, la actual campeona del mundo, ha elegido Kansas City.
He love to be like Boosie with that, boy.
Argentina. No, that's right, man. Kyo.
I don't know, man.
Kansas City.
When Argentina's the world champs, I believe.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be stationed here in the town.
That's exciting.
With me and soccer, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Soccer. Well, that's a real cute sport.
That's. I feel like a homie from coming to
Football.
America about it.
I get it. That's how Americans typically look at it. But didn't they say that that's the biggest sport in the world?
Good for y'all. Like,
we're in the world. You didn't say y'all.
Great.
That's us.
Good for all of y'all that love soccer. I can't get it, man. I just, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City está lista para dar la bienvenida al mundo.
I wish I could speak Spanish like that, though.
You can.
No,
you want them little books? Well, they had Hooked on Phonics or not the Hooked
on
Phonics.
Yeah, that was back in the day.
Yeah.
That was when I was a kid. Yeah, Rosetta Stone,
I was thinking of. Yeah, get yourself right a little bit. Get yourself
Kansas
prepared.
Kansas City está lista para dar la bienvenida al mundo.
All right.
Yeah, proud of America.
This is Elementary. We are home to hustle and shining. Ohio 103 Gems.
Miss Collier, LaVon Collier, she's in the building, tapping in.
Good morning, cousin.
Ah, man, she always puts a smile on my face, and she got some of the best cookie pretzels, whatever them things was.
Oh, yeah, that you told me about. Yeah, I got to try those.
Oh, my God, they were so good. what?
You told me.
Oh, I'm reminiscing, boy.
Right.
It was good.
Mm. Dude, it's crazy.
So, in more serious news, this man named Cliff Eagle. I hope I said this right. Or is it Eilig? Cliff Eilig, the co-founder of Cerner Corporation, which is now Oracle Health. He had to release a statement yesterday, D, after his name appeared in the most recent release of the Epstein files. Quote, "I want to unequivocally state that I have had zero association with Jeffrey Epstein," Eilig said in a statement to media outlets yesterday. So, He sent this statement after he learned that his name was included in the recent release of documents, and he asked outlined legal counsel to review the instances in which his name appeared. So lawyers found more than 300 pages in which his name was referenced, though many were duplicates. He says that the references reflected an attempt by a bank to contact prospective clients, including himself, to market banking investments. And, of course, he said that he has no knowledge of the investments.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's a fungus among us, though. That is scary to be...
listed in something like that?
Yeah, to be that close to somebody in your community that was hanging around, you know, people. And it's like now, that was hanging around like Jeffrey Epstein, like, or appeared to have some type of connection to him through an email or through... Oh. Mm-hmm. Through people or whatever, saying. You know, it's just
I'm
like
it didn't sound like he had that connection per se, but I get what you're saying. Somehow, some way, your name is involved.
Right, something is connected here in Kansas City. Right. It's like you could have rubbed shoulders with this person at you know,
the
Old Country Buffet back, you know, back in 1999 or something, or recently or something at the McDonald's or something recently. I don't know. It's just like six degrees of separation. Like we're all kind of close to each other in some form of fashion.
That's real. That's why they be like, Kansas City's so small, when people be finding out they done dated somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
That is a Kansas City story right there, boy. It's so many of, well, my cousin went with this person.
They went to Bingham and then.
You know, look at you naming my middle school.
Hey, you know, I
beg your pardon.
Look at you.
Hey, you know.
Bingham Middle. Shout out to everybody who went to Bingham Middle School. What's happening?
This is a sick Negro.
Let's just level right out of town real quick. 816-900-4103. Go ahead and text us the name of a friend, family member, colleague, co-worker, bus driver, boss, student, teacher, anybody. Send us their name, especially the nurses. I ran into a lot of nurses at the Soul Food Tour yesterday, making sure that the whole shift of nurses ate well.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Cousins, we love and appreciate y'all for tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, whether you're doing it through the app or the old school way on the radio, whether you're driving down 71, 435, 35, wherever you're at. We love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time.
Shout outs.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting us up on the Hustle and Shine text line. First, we got to send some love on the Facebook live stream, because it's been thumping all morning long. Kiara Jenkins, Henrietta Clark. We got Carmen Narr, Stacey Davis, Glenn Hall. We got Redonda, TZJ.
Welcome to Redonda.
Adrian Maddox, Calvin Farine. And on the Hustle and Shine text line, it's been thumping too. Happy birthday to Uncle Robert Pearson. That was sent from your favorite niece. Also, big love to Rich Harris, always tapping in with us. Ebony Hogan, shout out to Millennial Devotional Group. Shout out to Nurse Stacey Davis. Yeah, okay, we didn't know you was a nurse. Okay, shout out to the nurses. We were sending some extra love to y'all this morning. Pastor and Lady Moss, Nurses Crystal O, Talisha W, and Tiara L, Carolyn Pittman, bus driver, Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. And then, of course, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. A lot of shout outs, a lot of love.
And... also, shout out to LB and Donna, who I met at the Soul Food Tour the other day. And you met Tangela.
Yeah, shout out to Tangela. She was at the, we was at Jay's over in Independence. And so, yeah, it was a lot of people coming through to make sure their coworkers ate. So we appreciate you for showing up, of course.
You didn't bring me and Sean Edwards no wings or nothing from
Jay's. You want day old wings?
We got microwave right there.
Nah,
what's
you
up?
Got too high pitch. Well, high
got,
pitch game. Nah,
we got microwave right there.
Nah, we got an air fryer too. But it's
see,
like, nah,
that's
okay.
Even better.
Says the man that owes me breakfast. But hey.
My bad.
Hey,
I do.
One of our cousins actually pointed that out the other
day.
She was talking to me and she was like, "Don't he owe you breakfast?"
I do. I gotta pay that.
I said it's okay.
ASAP.
We gonna keep this debt going into 2027.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 54, currently 32 at the Truman Library. JT from the City Girl speaks on unlearning some bad habits when she was raised. She noticed these things when she got in her relationship with Uzi.
I grew up in environments where I heard women cuss men out. Like, I grew up wrong. I grew up seeing women scrape, violate men. And that's why I was no men in the house. Okay, you get what I'm trying to say? So now it's all making sense. Like, my auntie answered the phone for a man, hang up, talk about him like a dog, very toxic. Mm-hmm. I had to learn in a relationship how to be in a relationship.
That's the best thing I've ever heard her say. She's, you know, self-reflection, man. When you get a little older and you look back on things and it's
real.
Like, man, I got to switch some things up. Mm-hmm. I commend her for taking that advice, her own advice,
yeah,
rather.
Yeah, self-reflection is the biggest thing of that, is realizing that ain't right. And you should probably talk to people a little bit nice. But it reflects in their music, too. Mm-hmm. I think that that's, because she mentioned that, too. I mean, and that was a whole movement for a period of time.
And let me say this. Fellas, if you ever are with a young lady and you're courting her and you see that there are no men nowhere to be found around that family, run. Get away.
I can't co-sign that. But okay. I can't co-sign that. But as Brian being a man, I think men should listen to him.
He ain't lying.
Get away.
But other news. Who might be running away from her family is Glorilla, allegedly, by her sister Victoria Woods. She had a few things to get off her chest about the rapper and her lack of contributions to their family.
Y'all may have talked about y'all favorite rapper. Y'all favorite rapper ain't shit, and I'm getting tired of it. Y'all mad. Look, y'all talking about some she ain't obligated. She ain't obligated when she wanna sit here in all them interviews and talk about the struggles we've been through and then reach back and help none of us out.
That's a poisonous mindset right there. First off, Glorilla ain't got it like that. Why y'all, what?
She ain't like she got Jay-Z money.
Like, come on.
Even then, she don't owe y'all nothing. She just bought her father, a car. And to add to the story,
that's where the jealousy comes
Victoria
from.
Woods, the sister that we just heard from, she alleges that she's upset too because the car don't have no gas in it.
What?
And I'm sure Glorilla didn't
what?
Gift her dad
what?
The car without
you got to be kidding me.
Gas. So I'm sure the siblings, knowing how family dynamics work, that Pops probably ain't even took that car for a spin. You know the first people that was probably taking that car for a spin?
Them.
Victoria Woods.
Oh, brother. Whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
They
got
to keep the same energy for the rest of their family members. Man, why they ain't called Tiger?
Ain't nobody supposed to do that for you. You're supposed to do it for yourself. Period.
Yeah. That's
hell
that on
no.
That. It's a certain level of entitlement that people do have.
I hate that, man.
Oh, I hate it, man.
I hate it.
Don't count my pockets and don't watch my time.
Nah, they going to do that.
Mm-mm, don't do that.
You really think I'll be listening to you? I ain't listening to you.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
You read his reviews on the pitch. You've heard him on Fox 4. Man, he's been repping Kansas City for a long time. One of the Kansas City legends is in the building. Sean Edwards, movie critic, our hometown movie critic, is in the building up hustling and shining. Good morning, fam. How you feeling?
What's up, man? You made me sound mad old.
Like, not at all.
Nah,
at
KPRS alum.
Yeah. Nah, I love being back here, man, because as soon as I walk in this building, man, I get all these flashbacks. I think I've been affiliated with Carter Broadcast since, 1989.
Wow.
And he talking about me making him sound old.
Right, you putting a year on it. You didn't have to do that. And you actually, when you walked in, you actually mentioned that was the seat that you sat in when you were here for Generation Rap.
Yeah, when I hosted Generation Rap, this is the seat I sat in every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Yeah.
Look at that.
500 kids in here.
That's what we call legacy.
Yeah, it was fun though. That's like one of the highlights of my career. Like Generation Rap was like everything.
And
like,
Generation Rap has produced some of the city's finest leaders, man. Yes. Melissa Johnson, yourself, Jermaine Reed. It's countless people.
Melissa Robinson.
Robinson, for sure.
You can't even begin to count. And there's like countless others behind the scenes. You even have some G-Rap alum who are like nationally famous.
So, Black Movie Hall of Fame. This is special. I love this. It's the only one in the United States, and it's right here in Kansas City.
Yep.
It'll be opening in 27.
Yep.
But tell us about your vision with the Black Movie Hall of Fame.
Man, I just grew up watching movies. Like, my mom took me to the movies, like, every weekend. And, of course, you know, me growing up in a household that was, you know, we were pro-Black. My mom was pro-Black. My dad was pro-Black. My grandparents in Princeton, New Jersey
always
were
been
super
conscious.
Pro-Black. Oh, man.
It's your favorite month right here, baby.
Yeah. Oh, no. Black History Month for sure.
Yes, sir.
But being a movie lover led me to the career path that I'm still on. And so, you know, I've been blessed and I've been fortunate to have a fabulous media platform, Fox 4 News. And that's what has really opened up a lot of the doors for me, you know, through my work on Fox 4 with the Screening Room and Chat with the Stars, where I interview people that make movies and star in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing led to another and provided me some opportunities through networking. And I always had this idea in my head. I want to do something to sort of celebrate Black film and educate people about Black film. And so I created the idea way back in 2003. But it takes a team of people to pull something of this magnitude off. And I finally, you know, came across the right team. Like, I'm working with an incredible team of people who are, you know, renovating the Boone Theater, which is where the Black Movie Hall of Fame will live.
18th and Vine, y'all.
18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. And so we put together this incredible team that was able to raise the $12.5 million to rehab the building. And we're working very diligently to pull this whole idea of the Black Movie Hall of Fame together, where we'll go through the entire history of Black film with interactive exhibits and traditional exhibits.
Yeah, I like that.
And the coolest thing about the Boom, this is my favorite part about the Boom, we will actually have a real movie theater in there.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go crazy with film series and film festivals. We're going to show everything from old school Oscar Micheaux classics to blaxploitation films.
Yes.
And
the Monkey Hustle.
Yeah.
That's my movie right there.
Yeah. The coolest part about it, too, is like there are a lot of young local filmmakers in Kansas City, particularly Blacks and Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
And now they'll have a place to show their movies and showcase what they're doing cinematically.
Since we were talking about movies, I feel like it's only right, Sean, to ask you, what are your top three movies that you feel like everyone should at least see in their lifetime?
Okay, that's a great question. All right, I think the starting point for me, since we're talking about the Black Movie Hall of Fame, that's the reason I'm here, I'm going to stick to Black movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the starting point for me, for anyone, whether you're a cinemaphile or not, is Spike Lee's classic,
Do the Right Thing. I knew
like,
it.
You have to see that.
Yes.
Because, like, it was like when Spike Lee made that movie, he was like, he had a crystal ball because, sadly, that film is still relevant, like, 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything about it, like, the issue of gentrification, you know, police brutality. But it's such an amazing film to watch. And, you know, from start to finish, the music, that Public Enemy song over the opening credits with Rosie Perez every TikTok video known to man, like before TikTok was even invented. It's just like insane. But the movie's dope. So you start with Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, which came out in 1989.
Love that movie.
The thing that I love about the Black Movie Hall of Fame is we're going to have a movie theater. I think everybody should see that movie on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be one of the first movies we show.
Because
you need to see that movie on the big screen.
I'll be there.
The second movie everybody should see, because I like reflecting back on the past, is A Raisin in the Sun, starring Sidney Poitier. Because it's such a that family dynamic. Yeah. Y'all was talking about Gorilla this morning and the struggles with her family.
Yeah.
Like, girl, you supposed to give us some money because you out here rapping and
like,
they not understanding the dynamic of the industry. Well, that's sort of like the theme of A Raisin in the Sun, you know, because the whole struggle, the whole plot of the movie is like this $10,000 that they getting from this insurance company.
Yeah.
You know, what do they do with it? How do they change their lives with that money? And that's a situation a lot of people find themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
And look, Sidney Poitier is the GOAT. Like,
absolutely.
I know people overuse that phrase, and a lot of people don't understand that GOAT is singular.
Yep.
It's greatest of all time. not a collection of greats of all time.
Not a Mount Rushmore.
Right, right.
It's so not you would take Sidney Poitier over Denzel?
Yes, sir. Reason why.
I understand that.
Because Sidney did it at a time where he was the only black person, not only on set, but in the entire industry. Mm-hmm. So he literally had the weight of an entire race on his shoulder when he was on and off screen. I can't even begin to imagine the amount of stress that he was carrying inside his head with that.
And he had a great directing career, too.
Yes, he did. People forget that. He was a brilliant director. But, I mean, Denzel's a close number two, but, you know. Mm-hmm. So, with that said, I'm going to do my third choice. And I fully believe that everybody needs a little laughter in life.
Uh-oh.
Like, sometimes you just got to have fun and be silly. And
where we going?
We got to check out Coming to America.
Absolutely.
Because what Eddie Murphy did in that film. Number one, that's just the storytelling alone. It's just the concept of that whole story. Yes. It's just like, all right, you got this African prince. Fun. Like he's trying to find a bride.
It's perfect.
He's like, they got a lot of women in America, but because he's royalty, he needs a queen. So he goes to Queens, New York. I mean, come on, man.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. But the fact that, like, some of my favorite moments in that film are when they're in the barbershop where Eddie Murphy plays two or three characters, which I don't know how he didn't win an Oscar for that. Yeah. Because when that movie came out, like, people had no idea that Eddie Murphy was the old Jewish dude.
Right.
They did not know. In real time, they did not. People be like, oh, I could tell that was Eddie. Nah. When we first saw that movie in real time, when I went to the Metro Plaza movie theater to see Coming to America, we did not know that was Eddie Murphy. So you got to do the right thing, A Raisin in the Sun, and then Coming to America, and then you up to full speed, then you could choose whatever you want to watch.
Okay, look.
Those are the three.
We gotta seen those, thank God.
We got to dip out. I got to talk to you about your all-time favorite movies. Can you do one more break at about 8:10?
Yeah, I'm here. Dude, I never get to this part of the city, man. I live on 25th and Truce. I felt like I had to get
business out there like that?
Hey, everybody knows.
They know him.
It's well documented.
Okay.
But it's well documented. Beacon Hill forever. But I felt like I had to get on the Southwest jet to get out here.
Sean Edwards, man, he is in the building. And we're talking about movies. Specifically, we're talking about the Black Movie Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And that is opening on 18th and Vine, coming up in 2027. But quickly, though, I'm looking at your all-time favorite movies.
From the book. Let me set it up.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're giving people a sneak peek of what the Black Movie Hall of Fame is going to look like all February at the Black Archives of Mid-America. We set up a temporary exhibit there. It's free. You can go and visit, and then you get a glimpse of what you can see. Mm-hmm. And when you go, you get this book that goes along with the exhibit. And inside that book, I list my 10 favorite films of all time, which you about to break down. What do you want to know about that list?
25th Hour is your first one. That's your favorite movie of all time.
25th Hour, directed by the great Spike Lee, is my absolute favorite movie of all time. Yes, sir.
I'll get to that in a second. Okay. I see you got, let's see, you got Get Out at 8. I guess.
That's a good movie.
Wait a minute. You saying it like it should be on the list, or should be higher or not
he
on the list at all?
He shouldn't even be on there.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I told you he hasn't, then that came out in
what? All right, what else?
2017.
Anything past 2000.
Okay, so you don't like Get Out. All right.
No, look, everybody got their own flavor of movies. And of course, I love yours. I see you got Jackie Brown over here on the second tier.
Oh, you do? I love Jackie Brown.
What you know about? Look at D. Yeah. Okay.
Brown's
look at you.
Movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Quentin Tarantino, baby.
Okay. Yes. 48 Hours does not get enough respect as an Eddie Murphy classic. That is a great movie.
Great movie.
I'm glad that you got Ali on here. You got The Social Network on here in your second 10. I like that movie. What did you love about it?
Number one, I love the writing. I mean, Aaron Sorkin's one of the most brilliant writers ever. Like, that writing, man, it was so quippy and dead on. And in the acting, man, you actually believe that Jesse Eisenberg was Mark Zuckerberg. It was so well done. And David Fincher is one of my all-time favorite directors. Like, he started off doing music videos, but, like, he's a solid, like, movie director. That movie's, I'm such a movie nerd. I just rewatched The Social Network a couple days ago flying out to LA.
What's the most overhyped movie?
Uh-oh.
The most overhyped movie?
Yeah, that you just
of
like,
of all
don't...
time?
Yes, of all
right
time.
Right now. for the most.
You can give me right now, too.
Right
that's
now,
top
the most overhyped movie is One Battle After Another, which better not win Best Picture over Sinners. I'm telling you, I will boycott the Academy Awards if that happens.
Like, y'all hear that?
And that's what Leonardo did.
Yes, that
DiCaprio
is currently. I used to believe, this is funny, I used to believe that Titanic was the most overhyped movie of all
really?
Time.
Really?
I did. I said used to.
Okay.
And then, I have since rewatched it.
Okay.
And it's not as overhyped. I think, like, any of those new Star Wars movies, all of them are all overhyped because they're all garbage.
I agree with you on the Star Wars. Just I can't do it.
Look, here's the thing with Star Wars, man. There's only been one great Star Wars movie.
Uh-oh.
And that's The Empire Strikes Back.
And that's on your list, too.
Yeah. It's only been one great Star. All the others are just mediocre, except for the first one. The first one was cool, but it's not as good as The Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back is great. You know, you had that great cliffhanger, and then Luke found out that, you know, Darth Vader was his pops, deadbeat dad situation going on and all that, and then he was in love with his sister, and it was just crazy,
oh, Lord,
and Han Solo got froze up. That was great storytelling.
Before we dip out, and we talking about the Black Movie Hall of Fame, you gotta have Strictly Business playing nonstop, okay? Halle Berry's Finest, Wayman Tisdale, Tommy Day, come on.
You want to hear a true story about that?
Please do.
I got called out about that because I produced this event called the Celebration of Black Cinema and Television, and we gave Halle Berry the Career Achievement Award a few years ago, and I produced this montage of all her greatest movies and performances, and they played the package, and Taraji P. Henson was the presenter, and she called me out. It was like, why you didn't put Strictly Business in the package?
I'm just saying, dog. Strictly Business and Jungle Fever.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Jungle Fever is amazing.
Yes, sir.
That is amazing. Like, her
Lee
and Samuel
fans.
Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the couple. Who knew that was the couple we needed to know cinematically?
Right. Oh, man, it's always good talking movies with
you.
We got to have you on again soon, man.
It's cool, man. Before I go, man, I just want to say, man, I've known you for a long time, man.
Yes, sir.
I am so proud of you, man.
My dog.
Like, you are representing the Carter Broadcast legacy so tremendously well. And this was my first time meeting you, so
yes.
It felt good
it
to be back. Hey, it felt good to be back in my old generation rap seat, man.
Yes,
like,
sir.
The memories just started pouring out.
Big love as always. We appreciate you, Sean. Have a good one, man. Continue to be a blessing.
Y'all.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your time, high up 54. Currently, it is 35, partly cloudy skies and Independence. Rapper DeBrat opens up about her legacy and says she's content with not receiving the recognition she might deserve.
Nobody else can be the first female rapper to ever sell a million records solo. Salt and Pepper was the first group. And I stopped caring about it a long time ago.
That's game changing.
Yeah, but what I'm going to do everywhere I go, ask for respect or ask that nobody forgets that. Because forget.
Yeah, that's true.
That's real.
You just got to feel comfortable within yourself and what you've done with your life. Mm-hmm. And DeBrat has accomplished far more than most people have. One of my favorite female rapper of all time, for sure.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite songs by her, for sure. Like,
what is? The Soul Funkified?
Yeah. We got to go out to that, though.
And,
I just feel like, we got to.
Oh, you got
it's
you
only
want me
right.
To pull it up? And also, you know, I'm just saying, the What Do You Like video.
And that's fine.
Typical man.
She's fine.
What?
Sick.
What?
Typical behavior.
What is sick about that?
Question for you, though, because this is taking a page out of your book. Just what? Because she did something first, does that mean that it's the best?
In this case, yes, but that doesn't apply for everything.
Okay.
It doesn't. Just as you asked.
Oh, I like this. Yeah, we got to go out to this.
I love the brat.
We got birthday celebrations up next. That's my jam. We got something special for you.
Happy birthday, mama.
Happy birthday, nanny.
Open up your doors, let the funk flow in from this homie Jay and his newfound friend.
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek for your Jeep. It's the BRAT.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those friendly, unique, and unpredictable Aquarius.
Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to famous soccer player Cristiano Ronaldo. Happy birthday to the rapper who has been in his extremely toxic plastic bag lately. Happy birthday to Kevin Gates. Sending over some birthday love to TV actor Tim Meadows. Sending a happy heavenly birthday to the young teen who lost his life in Florida. Happy heavenly birthday to Trayvon Martin. Sending some birthday love to a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Mr. Hotspot. And last but not least, a major happy birthday to R&B singer-songwriter, dancer, and actor, and a member of New Edition. Happy birthday to Bobby Brown.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Ianisha Williams, Blanche Devereaux, and David Singleton. Happy birthday, Duanicia Fennell, Josh Height, and Rada J. Rock. Sending birthday love to Jessica Hill, Justin Price, and Kiera Fleming. Plus a big, special happy birthday to my mama. Happy birthday, mama. I guess it's time for me to spoil you today. I love you. I appreciate you. Happy birthday to you and everybody else born on February 5th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Joaquin. Good morning, cousin.
Good morning, cousin. We love the energy. Sound like you about to sell me something.
Well, my girlfriend, she loves the show so much. She's trying to gas me up to get ready to try to sing the song. So
okay,
I'm off of her energy.
All right. What's your check engine light looking like, man?
It's looking a little suspect, but you know, we'll find a way.
Damn. Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
All right, talk to me.
All right, go ahead and finish these lyrics.
Need a chance, girl, if I romance. If you find the tenderoni, that's right for you.
Right for you, come on.
Make it official.
Make it official.
Give it your love.
My heart belongs to her only.
She's my only love. She's my only love.
My only heart. Hey! Yeah. Okay.
Well done. She put that battery in your back, and you completed the mission for sure.
Right.
All right, cousin, you will get that $30 Kansas Lottery X Games Family of Scratch tickets. That gives you a chance to possibly win $300,000 instantly. Now, if you get that money, what would you spend it on?
I'm going to invest it in a laundromat as I get that bread to keep going.
Okay. You want to clean the money.
Energize the bunny.
Cleaning the money is what you're doing.
Because, you know, I'm old. You know, so we got to figure out a way to money to the young people when God comes to take me away.
Okay.
Well, legacy.
We want you to stay here for a second, man. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103.
Shut up, Brian.